Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yes, indeed, peace family. This is Brother Kev, aka Cosmic Kev.
And this is your girl, Raiju.
Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother, Mufasa Ra, aka My Toy X.
Yes, indeed. And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. We are back for another week. This Collective Minds, hopefully, to share, you know, some constructive dialogue to get your week started. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. So, you know, y'all, please give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. And before we get started, I want to say to my brother Mufasa, Brother Kev wishes you a happy birthday, and Cosmic Kev wishes you a happy solar return, right? Because it's your another trip around the sun for you, so happy solar return, my brother.
Yeah. I appreciate that. We love it.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I appreciate that, my beloved brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So,
we
got a great show. Yes, sir. Now, you know, before we get started, like we always do at Collective Minds, we'll let y'all go with any announcements that y'all got for the family and, you know, tell us how was y'all week.
I'd just like to copy what you just said, send out a special birthday to my brother Mufasa. Drop a bomb. Drop a bomb for the bomb.
Oh, thank you, beloved. Thank you, beloved.
Beloved. Okay, well, no, I don't believe I have any announcements. But I did have a great week. I'm thankful for that. And I'll pass it on over to Mr. X, birthday boy.
Hey. All praises is due to Allah. Hey, let me say, I have a huge announcement. First, I want to say Happy Savior's Day to my brothers and sisters in the NOI. I must say that the minister is laying it down right now as we speak. You know, the team is in Chicago putting it down. Been a 3-day event. So, hey, that's a blessing right there that the minister at 85 years old can still be amongst us putting it down. So, got to send that shout out. But also, I want to let the callers know, let everybody listening know that this is a new day. This is the beginning of a new game, okay? The Collective Minds Air Game. Because we air sign on this show, all three of us are Collective Minds and we are air signs. So this is gang, gang, gang. Air signs, gang, gang, gang. Hopefully,
gang,
y'all can take the power of the air sign. That's all I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it
all
at
right,
that.
All right.
Nothing left.
Yes,
gang, gang, gang.
Floating over here, y'all. Gang, gang on the air sign.
Why you got to put it on?
That's right. Yeah, I do got a quick announcement. My people's over at the Mind the Family. If you're in the St. Louis area, they're having their 50th anniversary on March 5th. This is Diner's Delight Restaurant on South Compton and Park. And all meals that day will be $5 to celebrate their 50th anniversary. So shout out to there you make sure you stop by. Yeah. So they wanted me to put that out there.
Congratulations, old Dinah Delight. I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah,
and
Dinah
also,
Delight, that's what's up.
Yep, it's a super moon coming Tuesday, family. Y'all know we like to get a little cosmic over here. It's a super moon coming February 19th. It's Tuesday. Hopefully, it's a beautiful day. You can check it out, get some of that energy, meditate, look at it, you know, channel some stuff, have a breakthrough, you know, use that energy to manifest something in your life. So that's coming up this Tuesday. Don't forget, it will be a super moon for the year. Now, let's get into today's show, y'all. Again, y'all, this Collective Minds, this is not a spectator sport. Give us a call so we can get your opinion. And today we are talking about Mayweather still supporting Gucci. And how do you feel about him supporting Gucci after the blackface scandal that they had? We kind of touched on last week, but there's been some things unfolding this week, you know, that we felt like we should, you know, bring to the family and conversate about. So we're going to go in. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697, y'all. So, who want to get on this one first? You dig? How do
well,
you...
I can, because I can keep it simple, you know,
okay,
and we can go in throughout. But basically, you know, we all know everybody has the right to do what they want to do, you know. But at some point, I think we do need to... you know, value certain things as well, you know, and not just allow people to be abusive toward us, you know. And so at some point, you know, sometimes you may have to take a stance for something, you know. And I think although Mayweather have the right to do what he want to do, like many of us do, like we all do, rather, you know, at some point you do have to kind of question. Sometimes we have to question our actions, you know, and make sure that they, I guess, be aware of our intentions and where our actions are coming from. You know, is it, you know, I hope that he's not doing this just despite, you know, like the TIs and things like that, you know, because then that's not genuine, you know. So I think maybe it'd be good if he really kind of questioned his intent behind his action. You know, I'm not going to judge the man per se, you know, but I would like for him to question his true intent behind his reason for not doing it, because like I said, I don't condone anybody being abusive towards anybody. And so if somebody or someone is doing abusive behavior towards someone, I mean, it's not good. And it's like somebody should take a stand, you know, against abusiveness, you know. I know the thing is with Mayweather, he's so rich, you know, it's like that situation, you know, nobody can really, you know, if you can't just really sit down and have an in-depth conversation with the young man, it's like you may have to just say, you know, he has to just learn his situation or learn his lesson in some other kind of fashion. You can't boycott him, and he don't even have to fight again. So it's like nobody can really, you know, how much can, you know, people really hurt him or damage him on that type of level. So it's like, you know, sometimes we're not meant to teach everybody their lesson either. You know, maybe it's a lesson for him to learn another way at another time. And that's it.
All right, well said. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa. How do you feel about Mayweather still supporting Gucci after the blackface?
All right, y'all can hear me clear?
Yeah, I'm hearing some background noise from somewhere. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm hearing some noise, some rambling. It looks feel like somebody in the kitchen is cooking something.
Yeah, that's the birthday dinner going down, y'all. Y'all excuse me.
Okay, that's real. That's real, okay. Yes, indeed.
But,
we can hear you. Though.
You know, here we go. As far as Floyd still want to do that, I feel it's very selfish for him to do that. First off, maybe the man don't know haven't truly studied the history of black people in America. And so once you truly get a good study and an understanding
of what black people have been through here in America, you should know that blackface is unacceptable. That's nothing but, you know, in the short answer here, but white people, you know, mocking and making fun of us. So for you to still invest your money into a company that's making fun of not only black people, but you, because you are a black person in America, he even acknowledged that, for you to still make the decision to pump money into this company is stupid and it's selfish. You know, I don't know what type of point he called himself trying to make, but I think that was a very bad move, very unwise idea. And it just shows that, you know, money don't make a man wise, don't give a person wisdom. With all that money he got, he is very ignorant to the state of what black people are going through here in North America. So I would challenge the brother.
Oh, my bad.
I would challenge, you know, the brother and people who know him directly to try to, which I know it's going to be hard because he's so cocky and arrogant, is to try to sit the brother down and really give him some true knowledge itself. Because I think he's, like I say, he's selfish. And also, I add this in, it probably come from him being hurt as well as a young man. You know, he probably came up, girls didn't find him attractive. He was poor, you know, and I think he had some type of anger and resentment against his fellow black brother and sister. That's what I really honestly believe. So now that he Floyd Big Money Mayweather, he like, you know, it's all about me. It's all about me and self. So he don't have the true love for his people. He just got a love for himself. And I'll leave it at that. Because I was getting ready to go kind of off topic and discuss how I don't even like how he done with his father, with their relationship. You know what I'm saying? I don't appreciate their relationship. He's disrespected his father multiple times, but that's another story.
Yes, indeed. And we probably touch on that later. We will get to the call lines here in a second, y'all. The number is 929-477-1697. Now, you know, as far as Mayweather, this is my thing. Mayweather, you know, he's our brother. And just to touch on some of the things like Rigel has said earlier, right? Because some of his defenders have been saying this. I've been hearing this a lot, that he can do whatever he wants to with his money as he chooses. He can buy whatever he wants. And he kind of said that in the video. Now, this is actually a true statement, okay? He can do whatever he wants to with his money. However, the problem is now he's picked a side, okay? He's went away from the people and picked a side. So, you know, when we talk about racism, we talk about race. What is a race? A race is a competition, right? This is what my brother Mayweather has to understand. This is a competition. And like Marcus Garvey say, race first. You see what I'm saying? Race first. And black people as a group are losing because most of us are not on code, okay? And just to use like an Olympic analogy, right? When you're in the Olympics, you have individual races, okay? You may win 3 or 4 or 5 gold medals, but what good is that if your nation loses, right? That means nothing. Take it a step further. If you're a football player and you're in the Super Bowl, you score 4 or 5 touchdowns. You dig what I'm saying? You have a hell of a game running and scoring, and you got all these yards, but your team loses. You see what I'm saying? This is not an individual sport when it comes to racism and races and how the entire black race was disrespected with this Gucci blackface. And that's what Floyd has to understand. This is a team sport. We're competing. If you don't think it's a team sport, just do this. When you go out in your city, go around and see how many homeless Chinese people you see. Just do that. Go out and see how many Jews you see with the thing around here. How many homeless Jews do you see when you go around your city? You're not going to find many because these communities actually look out for each other. You see what I'm saying? Not saying that they all agree on the same thing and all like that, but when it comes to these communities, they actually look out for each other. And that's the point that I think Floyd was missing, because in a video, it came off, you know, very arrogant. He was like, I do what I want to do. I'm not a follower. Well, it's not about following T.I. You see what I'm saying? That wasn't the whole thing, which T.I. was the one calling for the boycott. But it's not about following T.I. You're a black man. You know, they disrespect you, so you don't go in the next day and drop, you know, five figures in this store. That just don't make sense. You see what I'm saying? This has to be, like I said, about race first, point blank. So it was not a good look for Floyd to do that. And besides disrespecting black people, I feel like Floyd was kind of pandering to white people, basically kind of, you know, kind of signifying to them that, okay, I'm on y'all's side. I'm not like them other Negroes. You know, I got a little paper.
Yeah.
And I'm not like him. So he kind of signifying to them, you know, that he's on their side. Now, remember, Floyd was at Donald Trump inauguration. So that was another sign he gave off. And remember back during the Donald Sterling thing with the L.A. Clippers, when he was like he didn't want the blacks at his games, Floyd came out and made a statement like, hey, Donald Sterling was cool with me. Like, I've never had a problem with him. So I'm noticing a pattern as Floyd is looking more so as an individual, which we are individuals and we have that right. But again, this is a team sport. This is a competition. Racism is war. This is a competition, and I don't think Floyd fully understands that because he feels like he's just an individual, which, yes, that is true. You are an individual. You can do what you want. But there are implications when you're a personality that's rich, in the forefront, and famous, and you're not rolling with the group. You see what I'm saying? It's just a bad look. Number two, the other thing that people were saying, well, you know, most people supporting this boycott don't even buy Gucci like that. Okay, that may be true, but I think when T.I. was calling for the boycott, he's speaking to those of us who can afford it. You know, he's speaking to the celebrities that take a stand and the rappers and entertainers and all these people who actually buy Gucci and spend, you know, significant amounts of money on Gucci to take a stand and boycott. You see what I'm saying? That was really for them. That was a call to the people who actually do it, which T.I. admitted himself. He has, you know, somewhere between $500,000 to $1 million worth of Gucci. You know what I'm saying? And he had stated that he did a 3-month boycott just to affect their quarterly earnings, just to see how boycott would go, you know, within those first 3 months. But he was saying it could be extended longer, but he wanted to kind of start at 3 months because that would be a quarter once they do their re-up on their earnings and see what they're making, you know, to kind of affect them like that. So Floyd, I think he was kind of looking at maybe his little gripes with T.I. and was looking like, well, I'm not a follower and I'm not, you know, I'm my own man. I'm living life. Okay, all that's cool, Floyd, but my brother, you know, you would be picking a side. You're basically just saying that you have a right to do that. I'm not mad at you, but now we know as the people, we know what type of category to put you in because not too long ago, they was accusing you of beating your wife and all these other things, and you know, the brother got locked up for a few months. So all I'm saying is, you know, let this be a warning because at any time, they can come for you. You dig what I'm saying? And then at that point, you know, don't cry racism. Don't look for black people to defend you because you didn't already pick your side. You know, you said you're not rolling with the people. That stuff don't affect you, so You know, if they come down one day where they attacking you and they're accusing you of this, accusing you of that, trying to get your money, you know, then that's what you're going to have to hold, you know, you got to hold your own weight at that point, you know. I mean, we could leave it right there, but I do want to also touch on, you know, black people's reaction as a group, you know, but I guess we can get into that later if y'all want to, you know, get to the
point. Yeah, I want to.
See what's good. Let me
respond to something that you said right quick. I won't be long-winded. People, for some whatever reason, you know, they try to put us in this box like if we attach ourselves to being proud of black or supporting things that are black, that makes us racist. And so I think some of our people shun upon that. They don't want to feel like they being racist by support by supporting strictly black businesses or being having that mindset of being black first. What they don't understand is other cultures do it. You know, I asked someone the question of how many of our businesses, you know, like whether it was old businesses like Kalkani, FUBU, any business, black-owned business that we have, how many other groups of people outside of black people funnel all their money in and support it? I don't see that.
Exactly.
You know, from what I see, the majority of these groups, especially the people who make the money in the groups, they always support their own. And, you know, nobody points the finger at them. So when you look at somebody like Floyd and you went and dropped 40 bands at a place, you should have been seeking out somebody that looks like you and supporting their business. You could have put that invested that money in their business and brought them up, because that's what other groups of people do for their people. So we got to get out of that mindset like we ashamed to look out for each other. You know what I'm saying? That's got to stop.
Yep. That's definitely, and that you hit it right on the head, man, because other groups, they don't even talk about it. They just support
their own.
They just do. It ain't no big deal. It ain't like, you know, they make a big announcement. They just do and support their own. And there's no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no problem even, you know, with these luxury brands. But my thing is, we can create our own luxury brand. But I'm going to get into that later, you know, when I talk about the reaction that we had as a people to this. I'm going to get into that later, how I feel like, you know, with these luxury brands, we have the power and the ability to create these things on our own. Like, instead of asking for a seat at the table, why not just get our own table? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why not just do our own thing? You know, not a slice of a pie. We can get our own oven and make our own pie. You know what I'm saying? But we look into these brands for validation, which that's not the case. And we'll have to switch our mindset, and that will take time. But we're going to have to switch our mindset and not look to these brands to validate us, you know, especially as a people. You want to get the call lines right?
Okay. Let's take area code 315-767. Call your own with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Oh, I've been listening. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. Please call.
Okay, good. I'm using a new headset, and I wasn't sure if it was going to work or not.
Is that Brother Zen?
It is. It is.
What's up, Brother Zen? Hey, right on, Brother Zen. I appreciate you, cuzzo.
Yeah, I was listening. We were having that discussion the other night about black couture designers and how come their clothing and their designs aren't shown on the red carpet during these big events like the Oscars and the Golden Globes and, you know, the Grammys. They don't show off black designer couture. And then I was looking up some, and they're talking about some Tracy Reese and some Kushni, some Laquan Smith. But they just their clothes put out by the Hollywood. And if, they're not accepted by the Hollywood, then they're not on Rodeo Drive. and they're not on the red carpets. So people don't know about them. They don't make no money. And then you're saying, like, Floyd should have been backing somebody like that with all that money and putting them out there. Or taking all his money and having his own clothes designed, because he can do that. If he's somebody and he wants to be himself, like we had the discussion. I said, it's his money. He can do what he wants with it. But I was thinking about it. It's his money. He can make his own clothes.
That's right.
Why
you got
to wear somebody else's name? Why is he, if he's his own person, why does he need to put somebody else's name on his clothes?
Make some because he's actually a follower. Because he's actually a follower.
Exactly.
He's saying he's actually following.
Yep.
Exactly.
Now, he do have, some clothing, but from what I've seen, it's not like the stuff that, he wears on a full-time basis. You know, he wears T-shirts that got TMT on. He got T-shirts, hats, stuff like that say the money team. But if you like this expensive line of clothing, then just like Zen said, take your money and invest it into something and put TMT on that. Make your own brand. See, that's what a smart businessman would do. He claimed to be such a great businessman. But to me, it don't look like you as wise as you lead on to be.
It is very wasteful.
But then I also heard you over there, Cosmic Kid, talking about some race, the race, and this is a race and we in a war. And then I have to go back and look about this week's news, man. And Jussie Smollett and that silly race baiting situation that he tried to cause, and he might go to jail for that now. With his fake race attack.
Right, as you should. As you should.
and that brings down the whole situation. That brings down everybody's claims or anybody's claims. It makes it harder for everybody that actually gets caught up in those situations. Because, like you said, it's a war.
Right,
you can't be out there acting silly and pretending it's something else.
I agree. That just shot. I think it messed up his credibility. But we still know that.
And all those involved in that entire show. Because I was looking at some stuff. Yeah, it messes up more than just him. It messes up an entire population of people just because he wanted to do some silliness to make a name and get some records sold. And you can't do that.
Right.
Just like
we have rules in war
in the military, we can't pretend to be the enemy and go out and kill the enemy. We can't do that. There's rules because that messes up our ability. We can't kill their medics because then that makes us look bad and they'll go kill our medics. There's certain rules. You go war to buy.
Exactly.
There's rules of engagement.
Yeah, there's rules of engagement
rules
that we got to get back. But I want to get too far off topic, but on this family, and we go get to another call. Thanks for the call. You can stay on and, comment later. But now, as far as Gucci, now this we got to look at with these luxury brands, these couture brands, right? These are mostly out of Italy. You got some in France, Milan, Rome. Like, these are Roman designers. Like Gucci's been around. It became a sole proprietorship in 1921, started by Guccio Gucci. Okay, so we looking at these old-time brands, these Italian brands, and a lot of their designers are Italian, gay, and French men, speaking of Jussie Smollett, whatever his name is. You know what I'm saying? These are gay men, and there's nothing, I'm not knocking the gay brothers and sisters or whatever. That's what you do. What I'm saying is we're letting these guys design fashion for our culture, and we're thinking this is hip. You see what I'm saying? We got gay Italian and French men dressing these entertainers and hip hop stars, and we're thinking that's hip. You know what I'm saying? Something's wrong
Brother
with
Kev,
that. But we
have
create our own brand.
I'm in times, Brother Kev, because I gotta address this. You seen these big NFL players, basketball players, squeezing their big selves in these little skinny clothes that is not designed for your body type.
Yes.
I mean, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
What's, Yeah, man, and that's what I'm saying. And these are brands and things that we can be making for ourselves, and we can define the look. You know what I'm saying? Like some of them designers. What was the one designer where they were saying the gay dude that made the jeans? I think it was Robin Jeans, and he had made the flare and put the glitter on the back of the pockets because he wanted to look at men's butts or something crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the type of stuff we're dealing with when we wear these brands, and if you're an uneducated consumer, you don't even know these things. Why you got glitter and stuff on your back pants so tight? Why your jeans so tight? You know, where did these fashion styles come from? You dig what I'm saying? These are coming from gay European men, period, point blank. You do your research, that's what it's coming from. So we have to be smart about these things and understand that what we say in a luxury brand, no, they're just material items with a name on them, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? Let's you want to go to another call, Roger?
Okay. Let's take area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Look. Floyd Mayweather spend his money like he wants to. He made it. This stuff about
right.
people
That's
supposed
true.
To be so dedicated in buying black. Well, if are you going to grow the cotton? And since we're talking about apparel, who's going to grow the cotton? Who's going to build the mills? And who's going to do all the other things in order to put an article out? And also, would it be profitable? So
I'm glad you. I'm glad you brought that up, Brother Pianchi. Usually we on the same side here, but, you know, I have to disagree with you. When you got brothers like Floyd, I mean, they can be – they more successful at getting into the cotton industry than someone like us. So why should he take $40,000 and take it to a Gucci store and drop it in their hands when that $40,000 could help to get a hold of a business – where we can produce our own material.
Who's
it's
gonna
very
produce
wasteful.
It?
Very wasteful.
Wait a minute. Who's going to produce it? Name me somebody.
That these
you
are
have,
the
Hang on for taken. A second. Listen to this. White folks don't even do that. So you mean to tell me there's some Negroes that's going to go out and grow cotton? All right. You got blacks that's growing cotton. You're going to have a cotton mill, a fabric company here in your United States. Whites don't even do that.
Okay,
you
well,
guys realize what you're saying?
I know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, we
just
know
like,
what
exactly. Just like they get their materials, black people can get their material. I mean, we're talking about countries where cotton is available. Like, there's no, but not you can
yeah,
get cotton.
Do you know that this state of
North
Carolina don't have any more mills because they can't compete?
Okay,
huh?
I didn't know. That may be true, but listen to this. We had black fashion designers that came up in like the 80s and 90s when you talk about FUBU, Karl Kanai, Fat Form, Rockerwear. Like all these are black, quote-unquote, companies. The problem is they were profitable, but they ended up selling to large major corporations.
Why didn't you buy them? Why didn't the hotels and the red, black, and green get together and buy them? They always
well,
tell somebody else how to spend their money. I was a steel erector.
No.
I had to buy welding machines. I had to buy a crane. Where is I going to buy welding machines that's produced by blacks? Where is I going to buy hoisting cranes and derricks?
You don't have
and
to.
Stuff like,
No. You don't. If you're talking about those type of things, you don't have to necessarily buy those from black people. You can buy those and build a black brand. You see,
well, I don't
so
have
so
time
don't
to
have...
be billing no black brand. I got work to do.
Why not? Every
wait a minute. See, that's what I'm saying. Is this
what
is this
my business
or this
require
Steve?
Me?
You sound
Let
like Steve Harvey
something.
Right now.
Let me tell you something. My business require me to put in 14, sometimes 16. Where am I going to have the time to be billing a brand and textile, something I don't know anything about? There's no textile mills in North Carolina. White folks,
yeah, where,
no more textile mills.
So where Gucci getting all their material from?
I don't know
where they get it.
Well, if you're going to import material in here enough to make two or three T-shirts, how much you think that's going to cost? You guys don't think, man. Honest to God, I really said.
You tell us. You tell us.
No, right.
You tell us how much you think. You tell
us. I'm going to tell you this. I told you when I first came on. Floyd Mayweather and anybody else spend their money how they want to. They made it
exactly.
Legally.
Then he's taking a side. That is true. I agree with that.
Leave him alone.
I said that. He's picked a side.
Oh, we going to leave him
okay.
alone.
Right.
We're going to leave him all
the
way alone.
Hey, what's that white guy he fought last? You got a whole contingent of white folks that want to see another McGregor fight in Floyd Mayweather. And they would spend umpteen dollars on whatever he put out there.
No, because they want to
you
see him lose. You're talking about the people who support Mayweather. That's been black people throughout his whole career. The white people paid to see him lose. Do you know that white Americans were supporting McGregor, who is an Irishman or Englishman, over an American
well,
black
guess
boxer?
What? Black America
like,
supported
real,
a Joe Louis. Black America
exactly.
supported a
Joe
Louis
Jack
and
Johnson.
A Jack Johnson. That's what people do. What's the guy, Camacho? The Latinos supported Camacho, especially when he said, bring the niggas
right.
home.
Because boxing is a racialized sport, so anybody who should understand that should be Floyd. When you talk about Jack Johnson, Muhammad Ali, you talk about Joe Louis, like all these, like boxing has a great history of black boxers. And boxing has
well,
always
what has that
been
got
racialized.
To do with how Floyd Mayweather
you,
spent his money?
I bet you, I'll tell you this. I bet you Camacho Camacho had enough sense to not take $40,000 and put it in the hands of black people.
We don't know what he did. Kevin Durant lost $87 million putting it in somebody's hand. And wait a minute. Who are you going to – let me tell you, ask you something. Where are you going to put – well, other than the top 100 black businesses that's published by Black Enterprise, where else are you going to put the money at? Let me tell you something. I put thousands of dollars in organizations in St. Louis. And you drive by those organizations now, they're vacant lots. You got one down the street from Sumner High School that used to be there on billets called the Clifford Wilson Center. It ain't there no more. It's gone.
What happened to it?
And I'm not saying that it's all that way with blacks, but it is. And whites do buy stuff from black manufacturers. Look at Andy Seasoning over there on Shoto. Whites support that business. You do it all.
Right.
Look at
that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about.
Well,
we're talking
I get
about
your opinion.
Ownership and creating businesses that black people. We're talking about fashion. We're talking about fashion and Gucci. We're talking about creating brands, holding on to them that can compete with these high level brands. And black people have the ability to do that.
Well, I don't.
There's
well,
nothing
if they stopping
do, them.
That would
just
be
like
somebody.
You say, just like you say all the time, there's nothing stopping black people from doing stuff, so there's nothing stopping black people from starting
the only
a luxury
thing that's
brand
stopping
of
them,
their own.
The only thing that's stopping is them it? Is the consequences. Now, there's a automobile company, NEMS Motor, who's making electric cars. Where's the red, black, and green and the whole tepper's up head on that? He's out of Nevada. So, and you know...
Are you saying why come up? Basically, what you're asking is, are you saying that black people don't support their own? Is that what you're basically saying?
Well, you know, I read a book that was talking about business back in 1600s. They were talking about the same thing. Black folks is not, I mean, they are consumers. They're going to buy to get the best for the dollars that they have. And you know yourself. If you got to go out and buy something from somebody else wholesale and you're not making it, your price is going to be higher than anybody else's. Black folks ain't going to shop with you. I wouldn't just because you're black. That's like voting for everybody that's black. Think about it.
I mean, on a certain level, I do agree with that, but now it's time to change that mindset. We cannot continue.
That's right.
Because that's to our own detriment. We cannot continue to make excuses and not support each other because other groups do it. Have you heard Claude Anderson say when he was Claude Anderson say when he was dealing with Asian hair products, he had a cheaper product that he could sell to the Asians and they declined to buy it even though it was cheaper because he was not Asian. You dig what I'm saying? So there's a thing called integrity, and they work with each other despite the hookup or despite something lower, just because that's what you should do. Have your economics and your money circulate through your community.
That's not in everybody's culture to do that.
That is.
Some culture.
But
it needs
people.
To be in our culture. It needs to
it's
be.
Not
we
in
need
everybody's
it in
culture, but is it? Well, it's not in everybody's culture, but do you think it's a problem if black people adopted that? It doesn't have to be in everybody's culture, but is that a bad practice?
I don't think that all black people in America, quote unquote, is going to be buying from all blacks. You got blacks
right,
that have,
no,
you got blacks
that
barbershops. You got black barbershops.
We can never say all. Right. We don't want to say
you
all
got,
and make it a blanket.
Funeral homes.
True. But now look, see, you're old enough to understand. Let's talk about black economics before integration and after integration. You see what I'm saying? Before integration, we had control and ownership of a lot of businesses. We was living next door to doctors, teachers, artists. We were all in the same community because we were forced. After integration, because we wasn't forced, those dollars left the community. Okay.
Well,
now when we talk about these luxury brands, let's be clear. Black people as a group in America are a working class group. And most of us don't buy Gucci like that. Let's just be honest. You may
well,
have
I don't
a few
know
people
about
with some
no
belts, some wallets, you know, maybe some shoes, some purses. But we're not spending a lot of money on these luxury brands because this is for people with disposable income. And when you talk about black people as a group, we should not be buying these brands or looking to these brands to validate us.
But
we
see,
don't have
your problem
life
is right
insurance
there.
On our family. You know, we got to do a GoFundMe to bury some of our people.
Yeah.
We got to raise money, so on and so forth. So we shouldn't even be concerned with these brands like that to even, you know, to even support or, you know, talk about buying these things.
Well, that's
right?
Where
because
your problem is right there, Kevin.
Group.
You keep on,
yeah, we're
you
not
keep
in
on using this word, we, as a group, and so on and so on. There is no such thing as no black group. If it was, you wouldn't be talking about it right now. If you got something, if you're going to have a business, if you're going to come out with a product, you target a market, whatever that market may be.
Right.
That market may
be
market may be people that like to play golf. That market may be people that like to go skiing.
Right.
Or maybe rock climbing.
So when Gucci put up a sweater showing blackface, who are they targeting?
It may be somebody. It may be France. Blackface is prominent in France.
Do you agree with blackface?
Blackface
I have
started
no problem
in
you
America.
You got an organization in New Orleans called the Zulu. It's a black organization, and they come out in blackface. It may be targeting them.
Blackface started in America. Blackface started in America. Period.
Well, we don't
it
care where it
America.
Started. Baseball started
well,
in America too,
important.
But Japan doing a very good job at it.
But
see,
no,
that's
important.
That tied right into the integrity that one of us said earlier, is that we don't have enough integrity to understand that blackface was a slap in the face. And we're going to keep on rolling with it just because. Because we don't have
and
it.
Not,
we
not.
Lack integrity.
Exactly.
Well,
not only
here's
that,
the thing back.
Not only
back
that, with blackface, we're talking about the implications. Blackface was a means to dehumanize and mock and make fun of black people. Therefore, it can be easy to lynch a black person because they're not human. So
well, who's
going to
be thinking about lynching somebody,
not,
man? Something's wrong with a person that's thinking
that's
about lynching a folk. You know, I'm going
to
tell you something.
To
hang on for a second.
People.
Let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
I've heard these complaints about 40 ounces in a bottle. I've heard these complaints about cool cigarettes. I've heard these complaints about whatever, candy cigarettes, too. It's one thing after the other. If you don't like what's going on, then compete with those that's doing it. That's simple.
There
the
you
Afghan
go.
Refugees
I
done it when they came to New York and started KFC Chicken. Kennedy Fried Chicken. She done well.
Agree.
Yeah, we
don't be
agree.
Getting
we
pissed off because Floyd Mayweather or anybody else don't spend their money like they supposed to. That's their money.
You just said compete. So we know we competing. Then of course we gonna get mad when our brother take resources that we could be using to compete.
No, those are his resources. If you want to start a business, you got to go through the procedures like normal people do. Or you have a family of investors, a family that's involved in activities that gather them a lot of money. You may have 5 or 6 millionaires in your family. That is a consortium of investors. If you can't
okay,
do it that
look,
way,
look,
you got to do it the traditional
now
way.
Now look, okay, check this out. The country that owns Gucci is called Kering. You know, this is a European country in Paris. They own Gucci, Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, Bottega Veneta.
So you're saying
all
that
these
there's
different
government.
Brands. So listen, this is what I'm saying. They
you said
taken,
the governments that own Gucci.
No, I didn't say government. No, I said
you said the country that owns Gucci.
No, not the country. I said it's named Kering. The company is named Kering.
Oh, you said
it's
company.
A,
okay, I'm sorry. I missed.
The company is named Kering. It is a corporation that has a conglomerate of luxury brands: Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, Bottega Veneta. All these designers. So that's what they have done. When you talk about investment, this one corporation owns all these luxury brands. They're not making no bones about it, but we know that this is a white European owned company. Period. So what we're saying
you really
is
don't
black
know
people
that,
can do the same
you don't know
thing.
That thoroughly. Because if yeah, they if they own
all
those different
their
brands.
Board of directors. You can pull up their board of directors, sir. It's
well,
not,
that, the board
secret.
Of directors, are they publicly traded?
They're publicly traded.
All right,
traded.
If they publicly, listen. If they publicly traded, if you buy stock in them, you own part of the company.
But you don't, if you're not a major shareholder, you don't have the power to make major decisions in that company. Like
well,
you
then you and
stock,
a group
yes.
of people, you and a group of people need to come together and buy up some major blocks of stock. So that you can have a greater input when it comes down to your proxy voting.
Sure would be nice if Floyd was in that number. Sure would be nice if Floyd was in that number of buying up them blocks with that $40,000.
You
could help.
You don't know if he, you don't know whether he is or not. Look at your NFL base of football players. They got their money is being invested in NEO, which is a prison company. Their money is probably being invested in Prison Corporations of America because it gives a great return.
Right. And then so my point was with these groups, when you're talking about investment with that type of money, Floyd could potentially do the same type of thing. Have a conglomerate and buy luxury brands where he's a black man and he owns
He could if he wanted
company.
To. But maybe he
right.
don't want to.
Maybe, and that's fine. I'm saying that's cool.
That's the problem.
But what we're saying is when it comes to spending your money and going a company that
you want me to tell you how you go about doing what you need to do, and listen to me very closely. You put together a plan and make sure that it's well thought out. You have evidence of its integrity and its ability to return a profit. Then you go sit down with Mr. Mayweather and say, could you get involved with this? He will let somebody within his organization look at it. And if they come back and they say, this is a good deal, and there you go. That's the way you do those things.
Yeah, I mean,
I want to ask him nothing because his next investment is into Klan sheets. I heard he's going to buy a couple of Klan sheets. That's his next investment.
Well, what's
he
a Klan sheet?
He's going to go back and take $40,000 and buy Klan sheets.
Do you know that the uniform that the Klans wear is the same one that the Seville Knights in Spain wear? The same one. Matter of fact, they got some that's blue, by the way.
Right, okay. Now, look, what I want to say is because it's not – you had made some comments, but here's the thing. When we talk about a black-owned business, we're not saying just sell to black people. We're saying that we can have ownership and provide goods and services to everyone. But I think it's incumbent on black people to support each other in those endeavors, if that makes sense. Because the position we're in economically, that's part of the game. That's how we're, quote unquote, losing the game, because as a group, remember, as a group, Floyd is doing good as an individual. But remember I said, if you're on a basketball team and you score 100 points and your team loses the championship, who cares?
Floyd Mayweather
cares about that.
He's approaching billionaire status. That man's doing a good
exactly.
job.
I agree. Individually, he is, yes. But if you look at his quote unquote race as a group, we're not doing that good. We haven't moved one iota, as Dr. Claude Anderson says.
Yeah, but here's
since
the thing,
the end of slavery, economically. Let's
here's
be honest.
The thing. That's not his responsibility. I don't understand why come you can't figure
why
that out.
Okay. Why not?
Because
why,
he
so
has
what?
His family to he has his own family to answer to.
But
that's
okay.
not his responsibility.
So we not his family?
No, you're not.
Look,
technically you're not.
Look, so
and you know that.
Now But listen.
Now, I don't,
listen,
you know, without me knowing what your relationship is, I would say, well, I'd say like this. I know I'm not his family.
Right. Listen. Because when we talk about this, let's just look at the athletes of the old. Look at Muhammad Ali. There's a clip of Muhammad Ali going around where he was in an interview. He's down in Miami, I believe, and he's sitting next to Yasser. He's like, look, what good is all this material stuff? I could have this job, but what good is that when my people are when people are still suffering that look like me? What good is that? Like, you can be selfish and be an individual. That's cool, but you have to look out, especially where you come from. Floyd comes from Michigan. This man comes from Michigan. Look at this.
You remember Joe Frazier?
Michigan.
You remember Joe Frazier?
Joe Frazier.
Joe Frazier.
Yes.
Was in his training camp, the building, training, and about three or four black preachers came in there. This was in a documentary, a movie on him, and they was begging for money. Joe Frazier chased their ass up out of there.
Oh, man.
I keep telling you, what you guys are talking about, it's good that you can talk about what you want to, but that's not the reality in life. I think Joe Frazier probably gave Muhammad Ali some money while he was, you know, in the problems that he was having. That's the way
exactly.
human beings
look,
do.
Right, right.
That's the problem, it's not the reality. That's what
right.
we're talking about.
Look
that is certain things should be a reality that's not.
Right, look at the integrity of a man like Ali who was willing to sacrifice everything. This man say he would go get a job before he would sacrifice his integrity. We talking about one of the greatest boxers of all time, the greatest, you know. And we're talking about someone willing to sacrifice his career because he stood on something and didn't want to go fight in a war. He stood for black
well,
people at all costs. He
no,
went around
no,
speaking.
No, no,
look
no,
at that.
No.
Look at
the
that.
Issue.
That's what you call integrity.
That's the type of
listen,
man you want your
listen,
children to follow.
The thing that
exactly.
went to court. The thing that he went to court on is his conscientious objector because he was a minister. The thing that kept me out
Muslim.
Of the service, he was a minister. He
okay.
being a Muslim, whatever, was he Christian, Jew, church of the devil? He was a minister, and that's what the court said, that he had a right to use his conscientious objector status. Thing that kept me out of Vietnam because I had an H-2 certification. I was going to say a visa. But I was not allowed to go because I was involved in an industry where there was lack of skilled people.
Okay.
It is
thank,
what it is.
Well, thank you, Mr. Nixon.
Okay.
So no,
man,
if you
now,
got a plan, put your plan together.
Was
I'll tell you something
else. He still was stripped of his title.
Well,
now,
yeah, we know that because but it was overturned in the Supreme Court. another thing.
After the man was stripped of his, after he was stripped of his title and lost money, like that's after.
Well,
the
he went to trial and he went to court, and the lower court found him guilty. So yes, he was the. Well, you know how the story goes, but in the long run, he prevailed. He was allowed due process.
So at the end of the day,
you can have anything.
He should have followed his teacher. He should have followed his teacher at the end of the story and not went back into boxing and continued to fight for his people. Look where him working for other people. Look where it got him.
Wait a minute. Hang on for a second. So fighting for what people? He was with the
for
nation.
For black people in America.
No. Black people, majority of black people in America didn't want to have nothing to do with the Nation of Islam because they was Muslims. The majority of the black people in this country are Christians. Well, look at the documentary.
No, Elijah had a large movement. That was a large movement. And even if he wasn't with the nation, a lot of people supported Elijah.
Muhammad
Ali,
Nation of Islam
fact.
Movement was about 250,000 at its peak. You know what it is now? Maybe 20,000. National Society of Black Engineers have a larger membership than they do, and in St. Louis, your Muslims that go to Mosque 28, they don't send their kids down there to Brother Ibrahim School. They go to Cardinal Ritter, a Catholic high school, which is paid for by white folks in the bigger part.
I'm gonna do you one better. Do you know how large Marcus Garvey Pan African movement was?
How large? It wasn't as large as college houses.
I don't know who that is, but Garvey movement was 15 strong Africans world, 15 million strong worldwide.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, listen, no, you have to count his membership here in the United States because those people worldwide could not come into the United States to one of his meetings. I mean, think about these things, man.
The point of Pan-Africanism was Africans through the diaspora. It was worldwide. So we have to take account of the Africans worldwide. And if you have an organization that's 15 million strong, that's
Let me tell you something else. Have you ever heard of AU, African Union?
Yeah, with the African Union.
The African Union, which is like the UN, but it's the African Union.
Right, yeah.
African Union consists of five regions. They were going to start a sixth region. It was the region for the Africans in the diaspora. Blacks in America thought that meant them. They was having pleasure sites and stuff, electing people to sit on the board of the educational wing of the AU. The AU, and I worked on this, I said, what do you mean by diaspora? Is African-Americans is African-Americans included in who you call the diaspora? They say the diaspora are Africans who left the continent and then spread out through the world. I said, does this include African-Americans? They said, no.
But that doesn't make sense. We talking about that doesn't make sense. You're talking about Africans that spread around the world because technically we were kidnapped and brought here. So why wouldn't that include?
I told you again, there was Africans who had left the continent that's working in other parts of the world or whatever. They are the ones that's included in. They want to include them in what's called the sixth region. It was not Black Americans.
Okay. So
at the end of the day, when Floyd dropped that $40,000 at Gucci, white folks laughed in his face and said, look how ignorant that nigga is.
Well, you don't know that.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they were thinking it.
I don't think they did.
We can do these black people however we want to do, and they'll still spend their money with us.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Well,
imagine,
what is next? You didn't put out a black face sweater. What's next? A picture of them straight up lifting a man?
Well, listen to this. Whites lose all the time. The Asians took the garment industries from Jews in Manhattan, New York. They lose all. What? Tell me something garment-wise that white folks make. They don't make jack.
We talk about Europeans. They make a lot of. They run the fashion industry. When you talk
all
about
Europeans,
Milan and Florence,
all Europeans are not
Paris.
The same. They have fights amongst each
of
other,
course.
Just like anybody else.
Exactly, but this is what they have over us. They stick to a particular code. Do they spend money with us?
Do they drop $40,000? Did they drop $40,000 in FUBU?
I don't know about no FUBU, man. I can't tell you about it.
Okay, what about Carl Kanai? Do you remember Carl Kanai?
No, I don't.
Do you know any black fashion designers? Let me ask you something. I'm gonna answer it this way.
You remember Mitt Romney, who ran for president?
Yeah, of course.
And one time he had his seven sons up there on stage with him. They had on khaki pants, a plaid shirt, and some penny loafers. That's the kind of stuff I wore.
Yeah.
I saved about 45% of my periodical income. I got paid 1 week. 45% of that was saved.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not spend money on that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
So
now, I don't know what other people do. Now, when I first started, came out of high school, yeah, I was wearing fur coats. I went down to Perstein's down there on Washington Avenue and had them make me a full-length white rabbit coat. I had three or four brand-new cars 1 year during the time of Superfly. I had an LD just like he had, a black one. I had a Thunderbird. Because I had the money to buy those things. That's what But I got away from that because it didn't interest me anymore. I wore Italian knit suits with suede trim. I had Bannister shoes, Pilgrims, and alligator shoes.
Indeed. Now I do want to get to some more calls, but we appreciate your commentary every week, caller.
Yeah, leave Florida alone.
Appreciate you. We gonna leave him alone, all right? You got that right because he's already picked a side, but. Let's get to another caller.
Thanks, Colin. Okay, let's go to area code 314-616. Call you on Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Yes, how's everybody doing tonight?
Peace, Colin.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Hey, real quick, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I find it interesting that during so-called Black History Month, we've been distracted dealing with blackface, Super Bowl, Grammys. Every week it's something else that we're being distracted from. But to kind of comment on the whole Floyd situation, I think that we have to stop giving attention and reacting to these kind of things. There are people that have clearly chosen a side. And, you know, as the caller was saying before about, you know, his Floyd's money, through that, I think that what we have to do is redirect our spending. And you must start spending because white folks have propped them up, but we are the ones that are supporting him. You know, white folks are out there paying, you know, $5,000 for a nosebleed seat to go see his wife. That's us doing that. You know, what I would say about it is not just Floyd. We got to stop supporting these entertainers that don't support us. And as far as black-owned businesses, it's not just about buying black because you have a lot of black people that live white. You know, because I'm not going to support you and then, you know, after supporting your business, you somewhere out in the suburbs and you want nothing to do with black folks. You have a lot of
mm-hmm.
those. So, that's something that I had kind of wanted to drop. And then even with, I guess, T.I. had put out a rap, and I don't know if this is part of the propaganda because I'm so much of conspiracy theories, I don't know what is real and what is not, because I look at it like these people in Hollywood, they all in bed together. And I do know that Floyd had some issues, or T.I. had some issues with Floyd back in the day about his wife or something that happened. I can't keep up with it, you know.
Right.
But my take even on that, because that was another divider within a divide, is do we really need black people going to war with each other during the time when we're at war with white supremacy? I think that we need to just draw the line and say, hey, listen, we got this person, this person, this person. they don't want anything to do with the culture. Let's separate ourselves from them. Let's stick to amongst ourselves. And I think David Banner said it so eloquently, where he kind of pretty much said that, you know, we don't buy this stuff because we want it. We buy it because, like you said, Kevin, we know that rich white people buy this stuff. They have disposable income. So by me going out and buying those $200-$300 flip flops and a $1,800 sweater, I feel somehow equal to them. It's an insecurity issue.
Facts.
So, right. So you know, when it comes to a lot of this stuff, man, I think that we need to stop giving our energy to it, because even the fact that you're giving energy to it, it's a marketing idea. Because you're going to have some black people going to say, you know what, I'm going to buy more Gucci. You know, and I've seen it all over social media where people saying, I'm still going to buy Gucci and I get mine with a discount and this, that, and the other. But it's
right.
About how you're being treated. You know, and we know that white supremacy runs the same. That's a fact. I think
right.
That what we have to do is start looking at needs versus wants. If Gucci sold water and food, that's one thing, but they're selling clothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's something that you're choosing to purchase. So I think if we start doing things on a micro level, where we say, you know what, this is not needed in my life, this is not needed, unfortunately, because white supremacy has control over this area, I do have to, you know, buy this. So, you know, just starting on a micro and then moving up to a bigger level. But that's
right.
All I have for tonight, guys. I really appreciate the discussion. I say it's amazing to me that we're having conversations like this in 2019. It's like it's almost like we're going backwards. That's what we're doing.
Right.
We're going backwards.
I
look at Muhammad Ali. I look at a man that with integrity that said he's willing to die, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that white supremacy has said, you know what, we can't have any more of this. And I don't want to go too off topic, but if you haven't seen the Sam Cooke documentary on Netflix, that's a must-see. Anytime you have a person like Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Muhammad Ali, that's the best day three I've ever seen in my life. You can't get that kind of thing in 2019. Show me three people that are about black empowerment in those kind of entities, in entertainment, athlete, and political stance. Show me that.
Yeah.
They're all talking about power structure. So, you know, we need to stop looking at these so-called leaders and entertainers, and we start looking at ourselves and seeing how we can become better. You follow what I'm saying?
Right. Yes, sir. I got you. You made some great points.
Boycott white supremacy. How about that? Stop voting for their politics. Stop praying to their God. When you start boycotting white supremacy, these kind of things won't even bother you anymore.
Right. See, that's man, you made some great points. And, you know, just to echo what you're saying, that's why I was saying that we really shouldn't be giving Gucci all this attention, because as a group, economically, number one, we don't have the funds to purchase large amounts of Gucci like that. And number two, we shouldn't be looking at these brands to validate us. You know what I'm saying? We put these brands in our songs, and it's part of our culture, and we thinking we made it because we can afford Gucci and Louis and Prada and all this stuff. No, we need to redirect that and change that whole mindset, because that's what's leading us astray. You know,
hey,
you know, when you talk about
thanks,
just
Carlos,
real quick, when you talk about right on, Carlos. When you talk about a person like Muhammad Ali, I like to break up, you know, American history, especially after slavery, into 100 years. So you got 1865 to 1965. What was black people doing in that time? Do you know in that time it produced so much because we were forced to work together. We were forced to be innovative. We were forced to come up with ideas. From 1865 to 1965, that produced Elijah Muhammad, Marcus Garvey, Noble Drew Ali, Muhammad Ali, like all these great people who actually stood for something. And it's unfortunate because it seemed like we actually had to be forced through segregation to support each other, to build black Wall Street, to build all these great things. But then if you talk about from 1960, no, you talk, yeah, if you talk about from 1965 on up to now, look what we've lost with integration. We've lost powerful men. Like, they don't produce
Facts.
Elijah Muhammad no more. They don't. We don't produce Muhammad Ali's no more. We don't produce these type of men that have this type of integrity because we're integrated and we thinking it's all good. When we were segregated, we knew what was up. We knew what we had to do, and it was kind of like we were forced to do those things and support each other. Now, as we look back, we trying to reinforce, you know, we trying to get back to supporting each other. It's like, since we got the option, we're not going to do it.
Facts.
We'd rather go to the white side because that ice is colder.
Yeah, and we tricked to be selfish. We have been tricked
and
to be selfish and have
to be
I, me mentality.
There you go.
It's all about
there
selfish. It's like the caller said previously about, you know, not wanting to invest in a business, and then that black owner going to fly away to the, you know, far away from his community. That's the same sick mentality of selfish and looking out for self, you know, and that's why we're trying to stop.
Facts.
That's why we're pointing out things. That's why we're pointing out the foolishness in what in what Floyd has done. You know, we have to stop somewhere. We got to start pointing these things out when we make conscious decisions and we make stupid decisions and mistakes that hurt us or hamper us in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to stop being so skeptical. What happens when, I wonder what happens like we was talking about today at Savior's Day and you got the minister speaking. You know, thank God the minister ain't became selfish and just thought about it. So the minister gets donations from across the country, you know, from all his supporters. He could take his money and just worry about himself and not try to invest the money into businesses and farms for the people of the Nation of Islam. He could go buy Bentleys and Rolls Royces and do all that stuff. But the man got some integrity and wisdom enough to take that money that he get from the followers and the believers to put it back into his nation. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes,
and if more of us would get like that, more of us would get on cold like that and have integrity and invest back in each other like we should, we would be doing we would be doing so much better as a whole that we are. But we all about self. Self. Let him let Floyd spend his money how he wants to spend it. It's his money. Yeah, it's his money.
Right,
but you are a representative of the black community, whether you like it or not. You are a representative of us.
Yes, that is true. Exactly. And I think, like the caller has said something as far as, you know, we shouldn't be giving it attention. Now, I agree, we shouldn't be giving it a lot of attention. But like you just said, Brother Mufasa, it's important. And it is our duty to call out people who go against the group. We have to hold these people accountable and call them out. Otherwise, there's no consequence. You know what I'm saying? We have to have some type of mechanism to point out traitors. Like, I'm not saying I don't want to call Floyd a traitor just yet. I do want to, he has an opportunity to redeem himself. But that what he displayed, you know, in that TMZ clip, he displayed he was going with the other side. You know what I'm saying? Period, point blank. So we have to have a mechanism and a way
Facts.
To punish people who go against the group. You know, that's just what
it
is.
I think, like
now,
I said, I think it shows his discontent and his upset, him being upset with his upbringing. I think he look at himself, but if he didn't have all this money and all those trinkly, shiny things, I think he would look in the mirror and he would hate himself. You know, I think it's self-hate.
Right.
You know, that's what it is. It's self-hate. You mean, love yourself without all that. Will he still be so arrogant and cocky without all the money and the finances and all that? Would you just love looking at yourself saying you a melanated person? Because if you could look at yourself and be happy knowing I'm a child of God and I'm a melanated person and I love myself and my people, you wouldn't make this, you wouldn't say stuff like that, like F a boycott. I'm going to do what I want to do. That's selfishness. That's selfishness and a self-hatred that you have because you've probably been hurt by your people. You know, we all have been hurt, you know.
Right.
But still,
we are,
at the end of the day, we all have been hurt. But, man, I mean, come on, brother. You in a position of power. You are in a position of power. You're in a position to do so much better with what you have. but you don't have that integrity to do it, and it's shameful.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing I will say, I think it's sad that in, you know, in black society that the entertainers are looked at as, you know, leaders, even though I don't agree, but I do believe that they are large influencers. You know, whether we like it or not, these people are influencers. And when they do stuff like that, you know, especially Floyd, that's like spitting in the grassroots, the black people who really out here, that's like spitting on their face. You know, because you supporting a group that put out a sweater basically mocking black people. And you saying, forget, man, I don't care. I'm not black, I'm Floyd type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can still do that. No, that's not a good look, brother.
Right. You know, that's what I'm like, what's next? What's next? You invest, you buy hoodies for the Klan because they got some jewelry, some diamonds or some what you call them sparkly things, y'all. rhinestone, be jewel. You be jewel the Klan hood. So you'll wear that too, just because it's shiny and pretty looking. You'll put that on too. I mean, and the Klan hoodie.
Exactly.
All we gotta do is shine it up, make it look fly enough, and you'll wear that too. We could take a shirt, I guess, of a black and getting lynched, jewel it up enough, be dazzling, make it gold and sparkly enough, and make it fly.
Right.
And you'll wear that too because you got no integrity. You got no integrity of yourself. I mean, that's what I'm like. What's next, dude? What is next? They basically spit in your face. Gucci spit in your face. To me, you know what, brother? I'm going to tell you. This probably, because, you know, we talked about this when it first happened.
Mm-hmm.
And this could have been an experiment. Remember I said when it first happened, who going to be the first rapper to still support it? And it just turned out to not be a rapper. It turned out to be a boxer. But it was one of us. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
What is wrong with us?
And and to everybody that say that it's his money, he can spend, that is true. But like I said, he picked a side because that's just like if he was to invest in, like you say, the Klan, if he was to give money to the Klan organization or some white, he can do that. But then you just picking the side. You see what I'm saying? You just picking the side.
You can do whatever you want to do.
You can do whatever you want. But hey, now we know, you know, what side you on. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, and then Kodak Black came out and said some foolish things. He was still supporting. So it's been a lot going on with this situation. And I don't know if y'all know, but Dapper Dan up in Harlem, who's like a major designer, he used to have stores where he used to sell Gucci up in Harlem. He actually met with Gucci, and they issued some type of statement saying, well, they're going to do diversity and inclusion, and they're going to have these different type of programs to help diversity and inclusion. But my thing is, it's 2019 going into 2020. And we still talking about diversity and inclusion. We still trying to get accepted by these people and sit at their table with them. No, it's time out for that. It's been too long. There's no way in 2019 going into 2020 that they still have a problem with diversity and inclusion. That's because they want to have that problem. That's because these luxury designers don't really mess with black folks like that. Unless you can stay in your position. So when are we going to take it upon ourselves to step outside of that and be like, hey, okay, you don't have to like me. That's fine. Do what you do. We're going to go over here and build something else. You dig what I'm saying? When are we going to take it upon ourselves to do that? You know, that's my thing. Like, it's like time out. Yeah, we're going to have to cut it out.
What you think about this? You think some of the same people who's saying Floyd, yeah, it's okay for him to do what he want to do with his money. Now, these some of the same people that's going to get on R. Kelly head for doing what he want to do. You know, so on one hand, you say, you better do what you want to do. Do what you want. Do what you want. But then you turn around and tell this man, you don't want him doing. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't do what you want. You shouldn't do what. You can do what you want, but that don't mean we can't point the finger at it and say, That's not good. That's not right.
That's
so
not
yes,
good. Yeah.
Floyd can do what he wants. Yes. Mm-hmm. We're not saying he's not allowed to do what he wants. All we're saying is his mind should make him to be making better decisions. And so mm-hmm. that him doing what he wants is the correct thing. Like R. Kelly, he got the money and the clout to do what he wants. But that don't mean he's doing something that he should be doing.
Right.
You know, that's what I'm saying. Am I wrong in that analogy?
I follow what you're saying.
Facts.
You know, I can, you know, but I follow what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But now check this out. It's a saying in team sports, right, that I used to hear when I used to play team sports. And the coach used to say, we're only good as our weakest link, right? We're only good as our weakest link, meaning that the weakest person on the team still has to be strong enough to hold the chain. And I use that analogy, you know, as far as black people go, because we're only as strong as our weakest link, meaning those of us that are not conscious or not on it, we're going to have to deal with them, but we still got to uplift those who want to be uplifted. You know what I'm saying? Those that want to try and be uplifted, they still have to be uplifted. And by Floyd displaying a move like that, that shows he's a weak link. You know, even though he has this power and influence, that shows you're a weak link in the chain. He's one of the biggest links, but a weak link. So when the pressure get on and the chain get pulled, we snap the port. And that goes to, you know, him and T.I. going back and forth and people calling them out. That's because as a group, that link is not there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That link is not strong enough and it's not there. Had Floyd been like, yeah, I'm boycotting Gucci too. Fuck them. Then, look, we standing strong. Nobody went against the grain. You see what I'm saying? And that shows something to the world and to other groups. Like, look, okay, we can't really mess with them. They all on code. At least most of them, the influentials and the ones that we can see, they all on code. But no, we got one and two people. We got him, Kodak Black, going against the grain.
Yeah.
And it's just not a good look. You know what I'm saying? It's just not a good look. You know, and like you say, it was a selfish act, and it looked that way. And, you know, he go, like I say, he going to have to deal with those decisions. And I think it kind of got to him because he did come back out and release a statement kind of basically trying to cop please. You know, he was saying something like, well, you know, the rappers that's calling for the boycott, they made songs about drugs in our community and disrespecting women. I'm like, okay, Floyd, now that has nothing to do with this boycott for Gucci making a blackface sweater. We can have that conversation later. We talk about them having a sweater, so don't try to deflect and put it on the rappers and this and that. Like, no, let's stick to the point. Why was you going back up in there? You know what I'm saying? This ain't got nothing to do with your beef with T.I. This is about Gucci disrespecting black people in America, period.
Hey, what is Gucci Mane saying? Is Gucci Mane still missing in action?
I haven't heard anything from Gucci Mane. I think if you don't know what to say, silence
just don't
is the
say
best
nothing.
Thing. Just don't say nothing.
Don't
you know
say
what I'm
nothing.
Saying? If you don't know what to say or you ain't got no response, just don't say nothing and keep it moving.
Don't say nothing.
Don't say nothing. So I haven't heard anything for Gucci, and I'm cool with that. Because he ain't hopped on another side. Exactly. Don't come out and say nothing stupid. He hasn't hopped on the other side like Floyd has. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a shame, like I say, because Floyd's a good brother. It seems he's a good boxer, I should say. You know,
He's a good boxer.
I don't know him personally. He's a great boxer. He does his thing in the ring. You know, his work ethic is good from what I see. Those are very good traits, but when it comes to society and dealing and being on code and being educated about certain parts of history, you got to get up on that, man. You don't just live in a vacuum in a world by yourself. There's consequences and implications to things that you do
as an individual black man in America. You know, there's consequences for that. So I just hope somebody is around a brother that can educate him further, because when the next incident pop up, you know, but like I say, Floyd, he kind of picked his side with the, you know, with a few other things. So, you know, it is what it is. As far as black people, I think we need to, you know, just do our thing. It shouldn't even be this big riff. We should just stop buying Gucci, period. You know, once that came out, it should just be like, yeah, we boycott, stop it, and that's what it is. And we be able to buy black brands. No, me neither. I've never had
from
one.
The jump.
I never will.
From the jump. You know, yeah, I've been kind of on that grind since the beginning. Back in the day, I remember I used to bought anybody who knew me in the 90s. I had a Nautica kick.
Right.
And I used to be, you know, in high school buying
Facts.
Nautica jackets. And I was on my Nautica game until I got awakened and realized what Nautica was all about. And I said, oh, no, I'm done with this.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir. Nautica, Polo, you know, we've had a history because we came up in that area where, that era where, you know, we had a history of messing with Nautica, Polo, Guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all these different type of brands, Jabot.
Yeah.
You know, that was part of the culture. That was part of what we grew up in and grew up on. But as you grow and you know better and you do better, and you realize that those are just brands. Like, the man makes clothes, the clothes don't make the man. Period.
Right.
So, you know, we just got to understand that we're coming down to the last 4 minutes.
Yeah, we better
let
Raji
the last word
sign us out.
Yeah. Let Raji, you go.
Raji, you
want to
sign us out?
Well, I mean, I can add a few last remarks because I think this is a good show. A lot of the callers, everybody made some good points. You know, and ideally, you know, we should be able to just ignore people like Floyd that do take sides and not say nothing. Ideally, however. You know, because things are not as they should be for the black community, then, like other people had already pointed out, certain things do need to be addressed and called out to kind of help push the black culture to where, you know, we need to be. You know, if we were where we need to be, then ideally it wouldn't be necessary to call out, because that we will already know what to do when people like a Floyd, you know, speak out and say something that go against the black community. We would already know what to do. There's no need to address it. You know, we don't have to give it the attention. We can just, you know, recognize, okay, he's over there. We're going to keep moving forward, you know. But one other thing is important. I would like to see us, and I think I mentioned this before, we have to detach from material things, you know. I think it's wasteful to even spend, you know, $5,000-$10,000 on clothes. You know, we should have a better mentality, you know, because it's so much more we can do with that money than be sitting around walking around with a sweat that you didn't pay $5,000 for. You know, so I think that's another thing as a black community. Even if we say, okay, well, let's build up a black designer, but don't make the clothes so expensive where it's going to keep that mentality going in us where, yeah,
we got to have this and have that.
You know, so I just think that we need to learn how to detach from all this material stuff. Don't put so much value into it, and use that money to create black scientists and create black doctors,
right.
Somebody that's going to last in our community in the history books. I mean, you don't want to – why you want to go down in history as a good dresser, you know, when you can be something much more, you know, influential into the community, something – a much helpful tool to the community. Dressing nice is not a helpful tool to the community. You know, so put that,
right.
You know, money and energy into something else that we can really leave behind.
Exactly.
And those are my last thoughts. But thank everybody for calling in. Look forward to building next week. See you Sunday. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're everywhere. We in the earth.
We in the earth. We out here.
Collective.